The yearly hosting of the Formula One Grand Prix in Melbourne has recently come and gone for another year, with another fascinating race unfolding. The Grand Prix is a glamorous event, watched by millions of television viewers worldwide each year, and allows the rev heads of Melbourne to congregate and worship the peak of motorsport. However, the contentious debate still persists. Is a race really worth hosting when the event costs tens of millions of taxpayer dollars each year just to have 24 cars go around the track for a few hours?
I'll acknowledge that $50 million is a large cost, and it is a large loss for the Grand Prix to make. It's an operating loss. But when you think about the amount of exposure Melbourne garners from it, and particularly throughout Europe, Grand Prix are watched by 200, 300 million people overseas, and there's more in Asia and everywhere else. And it's just amazing. Like, you can't really get a better way to market your city than having a Grand Prix.
Peter McGinley, co-host of the only Formula One radio show in Australia, Box of Neutrals, is a staunch supporter of the Grand Prix, and believes the benefits far outweigh the costs of hosting the race.
When you have those beautiful glory shots of your city, when you have international tourism, and, you know, then tourists will go say, hey, we had a great time in Melbourne, you know, why don't you go visit there? You know, like, it's just, it brings so many people, and for one weekend a year, the whole world is basically watching our city.
William Marshall, representative for the MP of the Albert Park electorate in the Victorian Legislative Assembly, Martin Foley, is also supportive of the event, but stresses that they'll take any complaints about the race from the electorate very seriously.
I do believe that the Grand Prix is a great event for the City of Melbourne, though if the people of our electorate do believe that it isn't such a great idea, then we will have to reconsider whether the Grand Prix is a viable event for Melbourne to host.
One of those residents, Lydia Evans, is highly against the race, with one of her main reasons being the extremely loud noise that emanates from the track every March.
I find that I can't concentrate on my daily tasks. It's always there, it's consistent, and I just find it to be a great menace.
Miss Evans also cites the changed traffic conditions as a major reason why she dislikes the hosting of the Grand Prix in Albert Park, and hopes the race hits the proverbial brick wall as soon as possible.
A lot of people don't realise that it actually uses the streets in Albert Park itself. So in terms of getting to work and even running my daily errands, I find it that I can't do these tasks easily.
Miss Evans is also a member of environmental activist group Save Albert Park, and is highly condemning of the effect the race has on the local flora and fauna of the region.
Basically, the animals, they have to sacrifice their homes, their habitats and their conditions because they have to build certain areas of the track. And it's terrible because these animals, they are supposed to be living in harmony there, and yet we are cutting into their living conditions, doing God knows what to their ecosystems just for this superficial pleasure for us. And at the end of the day, what is it? It's merely a race.
However, McGinley believes that the Grand Prix is more than just a race, and has a far-reaching impact tourism-wise that no other event can hope to copy.
They can just put up with it for one weekend, to be honest, because Melbourne really needs this event for international exposure, and Grand Prix is the best way to do it.
The drama concerning the future of the Grand Prix is sure to be something that will be constantly debated right up until the Melbourne Grand Prix contract ends in 2015. And only until then will the issue reach its own checkered flag.